So let's talk about how to reach new audiences with your Facebook ads so that you can continue to scale and make more money in 2024. Today is gonna be special. I'm gonna show you how to reach new ads. I'm gonna deep dive into an ad account as you watch me build ads. And we're gonna break down the 3-2-2 method step by step. And I'm gonna feature an amazing post from my buddy Marcin. I hope I'm saying that right. And really champion his analogy of it. So with that being said, let's get to it. I know, you're struggling with finding new audiences on Facebook. Look, today I'm gonna show you how to reach new audiences, how to get new buyers, how to scale your ad accounts with ease. And I'm gonna show you something I've been doing for years, and this is gonna be the simplest way for you to make a lot more money in 2024. Also, we're gonna deep dive into how to build a 3-2-2 ad because, well, that's part of the secret. And we're also gonna show you an ad account that I'm going to build ads live, step by step as a tutorial. So this is going to be amazing. To hold your hand and show you every step of the way from fun idea to making a lot of money. And this is going to be great. Also, huge shout out to Marcin. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Who posted this on Twitter, and I 100% want to give credit where credit is due. And I was so moved by them making content about this methodology that I figured everybody needs to see it. So that being said, let's get to it. So Marcin described this as the most organized approach to Facebook ad. You don't have to take my word for it. Here's his tweet. Here's why I'm super excited about the 3-2-2 method. It truly is fantastic for exploring new ways to reach new individuals with the offer that you have. And it's about finding fresh and different creative aspects and angles and concepts that are not just disruptive and ones that don't have to be refreshed on a constant basis, but ones that can last for a long, long time. We see a lot of people talk about having to launch new ads all the time. People that are running 3-2-2 ads, they get to spend their time working on the business instead of in their ad account, smashing buttons, trying to not go broke today. No, this is the path to finding new people and sustainable long-term scale, growth, and money. That's what we're getting into. So our man that posted this tweet presented an imaginary scenario, and we're gonna actually play it out in the real world. Let's say we're focusing on tomato sales. Imagine I'm known for selling tomatoes, and they're known for being flavorful, and they're very popular, but now, I'm curious if highlighting if they are organic and from Italy will attract new customers. So here's the plan to utilize the 3-2-2 method to figure that out. And again, the point here isn't to see, can we get an ad that works? The point here is to find ads that work for a long time because they're complementary and answer questions. Remember, this isn't to see, can we make a winning ad? It's, does an ad that features the fact that organic and from Italy actually move the needle for acquiring better customers and reaching new people? So first off, we're gonna make this 3-2-2 built around image ads, specifically square image ads. And we're going to highlight those images that are built around the same concept. And we've been provided three images here. It looks like they've been done with Midjourney or DALL-E, and even Canva's AI to make images is really good these days. So these images are gonna show that these tomatoes are organic and special and unique. Each image is gonna have its own twist, but ultimately stick to the theme, because we're not just trying to find the best ad. We also wanna know, does this theme, does this concept work to attract new and better customers? If we were to launch potentially two of these ad sets alongside of each other, we would not only know does this concept work, but which version of this concept does the job better. Potentially one of these could be images and one of these could be video. But today we're just gonna stick to the images. Next, we're gonna get two different sets of Facebook ad headlines and primary text. This is where we're going to experiment with different messages to see what sparks interest and engagement and intrigue and ultimately inspires buying behavior. Now, all of these assets are gonna go into a dynamic creative test in a single CBO campaign, targeting only broad, remember that's age, gender, and location. For our example today, we're gonna choose America, men and women over the age of 18. And we're not gonna have any exclusions, and I'd love to know your opinion on exclusions, by the way. Drop down below whether or not you like to include them or not. I do think it's a choice that business owners should make. And I'd love to know what you think we should do in the targeting of our tomato empire. One specific note, we're going to build a new campaign with this 322 ad. If you're starting off, we ultimately want to have in a 322 ad style campaign, three live ad sets. I'm going to build the first one here in this video, but we could have a second one that's built off of videos. Now, ideally, both of those would be run up against a control ad set of the post IDs of our best ads so that we can see how these ads do in comparison to those, not only with performance, but do they even earn spend? If we run a 4PI analysis and we can understand what part of the funnel we're trying to improve, this test could specifically be aimed at solving that problem. And it could be an A/B test to see which one solves that problem better. And if it doesn't get any spend, well, it means that we didn't do a good job and probably this concept isn't the path to do it, which is very, very different than launching a dozen new ads this week and seeing which one gets spend and has a good CPA or ROAS or contribution margin than betting the future of our business on that very low confidence data point. Because remember, if these ads don't earn spend, then they're not good enough to be good at scale anyway. They need to earn spend in relation to our existing good assets, and they need to perform well. Running two of these alongside of each other only allows us to force multiply the value of that test. But again, today, I'm not gonna waste your time showing you how to do the same thing three times over and over again. I'm gonna show you how to build one live in real time using the images that were provided for us in that lovely tweet. Once again, thank you so much. And we're gonna write a little bit of copy using ChatGPT, and I'm gonna show you the prompts that I use to make that happen. And without any further ado, let's get our hands dirty, dive in, and go make some money. All right, so we switched the B-roll over here. I'm about to share my screen. And first thing we're gonna do just to set the table is we're gonna open up ChatGPT and just get some simple Facebook ad copy written. Since this is discovery to see whether or not this concept works, we're really testing the creative more than the copy. So we're totally fine keeping the copy simple. If we had previous existing high-performing copy, we probably would just use that as well so that we can understand if the images really do well. But let's go the extra mile. Let's start with ChatGPT to write some ad copy. Now, very specifically, what do we know? What is the purpose of this concept? And if we're gonna write ad copy, we might as well make sure that the copy matches the creative for the purpose of the concept. Now, in this scenario, we have a brand called Tomato Sales, and our tomatoes are known for being very flavorful. What we want to test is, does letting people know that it's both organic and from Italy actually help us reach new customers and achieve new levels of scale and stability? So, let's dive into my ChatGPT account. And yes, in the description below, I will share with you this exact conversation with ChatGPT. I'm not gonna just give you my prompts. I'm literally going to let you copy and paste every single thing that I do. And because I know not everybody has premium version of ChatGPT, because it's $20 a month. And hey, look, $20 a month is nothing to some people. It is everything to others. We're gonna go ahead and just use GPT 3.5. You don't need 4.0 to do this. And with that being said, let's dive in to ChatGPT. All right, so we've got our ChatGPT up. Now, what we want to do is basically give ChatGPT as much information as we can. So let's start off with, I need Facebook ad copy and headlines for a proven tomato company. Ask me about the concept, and then what I want to specifically highlight with this copy. So we're providing the machine with a bit of subtext. We have a tomato company, we're successful, and we're telling it, we want the machine to ask us for the information that it's going to need in order to write us the best copy. Now, in my experience, when you ask the machine to ask you questions, the way that ChatGPT or any other AI interprets that information is far more actionable for the AI. So what we have here is simply, I'm selling tomatoes. They're known for being fruitful and they're super popular. But now I'm curious if highlighting that they're organic and from Italy will attract new customers. This is really all we need. Facebook understands the output format. And so let's finish this by saying, what I want is two sets of headlines and two sets of copy. There we go. This looks pretty good. We're having choices. Now, there are other videos where I tell you how to go through vidIQ and check all of this stuff out. And I think those are really, really practical and fun. But let's today just keep it simple. If you want to know more about that stuff, go ahead and ask in the comments. I'll be glad to help you work through what I use to improve click-through rate and stickiness and all of that stuff. But today, because we're really trying to focus in on the concept and the cohesive nature, improving all of those metrics, it's going to be difficult because we don't have a baseline. So today, for ease of use, and because honestly, if the image sucks and the concept doesn't work, it won't matter. And if the image is great and the concept is phenomenal, it won't matter, because no matter what, in our next test, we can improve upon it. Let's just use a solid baseline. Let's use what the machine has given us. So I really like this stuff. I think there's fun use of emojis here. It's solid. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pick one option from set one and one option from set two, because they kind of focus on slightly different priorities. Now, what we have to do is let's build ourselves a new campaign in Facebook. So what we're going to do is we're going to run a sales campaign, and we're going to go to manual sales campaign setup. We don't want advantage shopping. We want to make money, not let the machine take more credit for the rest of the work of the rest of the funnel. We want these ads to be evergreen, not pillage our funnel and ultimately fatigue faster and faster. If you want to know more about why I choose manual versus Advantage Plus, go ahead and ask in the comment section below. I'll gladly like to engage with you there. But for those that already know why, no reason to take up more time in this video. So let's start off with, we're just going to take our brand here. So our new sales campaign is going to be tomato sales, and our concept, because I always like to name my campaigns, and for that matter, also my ad sets, after what I'm testing. And in this case, we're testing tomato sales. And this campaign is very much built around organic and from Italy. That's our new marketing effort. So let's go ahead and call the campaign that. And we're going to call it, we're going to do advantage campaign budget. And so for the purpose of today, let's set ourselves up for $250. We're also going to do highest volume. We are not going to be optimizing for a cost result because, again, we want maximum sustainability. And we're ultimately trying to build something that can scale. When we're using cost per result goals and cost caps, bid caps, etc., we are getting in the way of that. Again, if you want to know more about that, please drop it in the comment section below. And if you prefer to use cost caps, let me know why. I'm really interested. I think this video is going to be phenomenal in the comment section for all of the engagement and conversation that we're going to see. But all that to be said, let's get to the next step. What we've done here, by the way, is we've copied this campaign name, because fun fact, our ad set name is going to be basically the same thing. And we're just going to call this test number one. Awesome. There we go. Now we're going to do website. We're going to do maximize number of conversions. We are not maximizing link clicks or unique reach or impressions or anything else. And we're not doing maximum value either. We want to see if this thing makes sales, not can it inspire somebody to spend more than the average person. Generally here, we're going to now go ahead and hit dynamic creative. And we're going to set our locations to United States, 18, men and women, all languages, very simple. And we're going to do Advantage Plus placements, because we're not going to pay extra to make sure that our ads don't get seen by the majority of individuals that want to see them. Again, if you use manual placements on all your stuff, or you optimize your creative for each individual placement, Drop me a note. Let me know why that's the path you like to go down. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying it's something that I don't do anymore. And I'd love to know why that's a decision that you've made. And so we can have a conversation about it. I think that'll be, again, super telling. Now let's get to the last part here. We're going to build this ad. So we've got our campaign and we're going to do test number one, just so that we can keep track of this stuff. Now, sometimes if I'm breaking down multiple concepts, I'll just leave the concept as the title. Sometimes if I'm launching them on specific dates, I'll do that. For this purpose of a conversation, there's a million different ways that you could insert some nomenclature here. I'm not gonna go down that road, so I'm gonna do the simplest thing. And if you at least put test number one, you're doing okay. This is more of a do as you do, not as I say, because the way your nomenclature is set up is going to be different than somebody else's. But just be mindful that we want to be able to take a look at our information, whether it's in Facebook or not, whether it's in Excel or any report at any time, and know exactly what's going on. So, that to be said, we've got some images that we want to upload. So let's go ahead and upload those. Let's see. Boom, boom, boom. Fantastic. So, we've got our uploaded images here. Let's go ahead and just select all three of them. Awesome. And we have our primary text and headlines that we've picked. And we've got our headlines and such that we've picked from ChatGPT. So we can go ahead and say, we're going to take this one, savor the flavor of Italy with our organic tomatoes. That's pretty good. All right, that's headline number one. Add a headline option. And we're going to discover the true taste of Italy with our organic tomatoes. Honestly, that feels really similar. Probably too similar. So let's do elevate your dishes with the authentic flavors of Italian tomatoes. That sounds great. And I actually want to do that. And so we're going to drop that in. Make sure when you copy to get rid of any quotation marks. Now, primary text. Let's get back here. Let's see here. Are you a food lover? I mean, this is phenomenal, right? Are you a food lover seeking the finest ingredients for your culinary creations? Look no further. Our organic tomatoes from the heart of Italy are here to elevate your dishes to a whole new level. Certified organic, our tomatoes are grown naturally without any synthetic chemicals, ensuring you get the purest, freshest flavor. From Italy with love, straight from our fertile fields of Italy, our tomatoes are packed with rich, authentic Italian taste that will transport you to the heart of Mediterranean cuisine. Okay, now I'm legitimately getting hungry. Don't compromise on flavor. Experience the true essence of Italy in every bite. Order yours today. This is phenomenal copy. People say, ChatGPT sounds like a machine. I don't care. That made my mouth water, legitimately. If it made your mouth water too, let me know down below, or just smash the like button or subscribe and let me know how you feel. You know what? Drop a emoji down in the comment section. Let's get weird. Let's have some fun. Okay. And we're going to get a second set of copies. So let's go to here. Tired of bland, tasteless tomatoes? It's time to upgrade your meals with our secret ingredient, authentic Italian tomatoes lovingly cultivated on organic farms. Taste the tradition. Our tomatoes carry the heritage of Italian gastronomy, delivering a burst of genuine Italian flavor to your recipes. Organic excellence. We're committed to sustainability and purity. Our organic farming practices ensure you enjoy the healthiest and most flavorful tomatoes. Make every meal an Italian masterpiece with our organic tomatoes. Your taste buds will thank you. Try them now. And that's great. That's great stuff. I love it. So we're going to just go back to our ad and we're going to drop that in here for our primary text. And that's pretty much it. Now, remember, the beauty of dynamic creative is this. Facebook, instead of building out 12 individual ads to try every single possible combination, where every single one of those ads is going to compete with the other ones for attention and for results, where it's kind of like just sending 12 crazy kids trying to sell candy in a neighborhood, and eventually when the fifth one knocks on your door, you're like, fine, if I buy a candy bar, will you leave me alone? And then another one comes knocking 5 minutes later. Instead of running your ads like that, where they're all cannibalistic and competing for data, Instead, with the dynamic creative, we're going to let Facebook put together the copy, the headlines, and the primary text to give the end user the best possible user experience. And every impression from every one of those iterations of every single possible combination of that ad informs all the other ones on which ad to show. And ultimately, we're going to get the right ad for the right person in the right placement at the right time to get the right result, which is ultimately Facebook giving the end user a good experience. And our job is to make sure that also lines up with the business results that we're looking for. In this case, targeting new customers to expand our audience and ultimately scale our campaigns well into 2024 and beyond. So with that, let me know if you have any questions. Again, down below, you'll find links to my ChatGPT conversation. And as always, check out charliebot.ai. You'll see links for the newsletter. If you like this video, please go ahead and hit like and subscribe, smash the button, do all the things. And until next time, I'll see you on the internet. Bye. Bang.